Whiplash. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I was prepared to talk today about the president's threat of a complete border shutdown and epic tariffs, but then he decided not to do either. Then I figured I'd talk about him standing at the California border and declaring America was full and that refugees should turn around and go home. Till it turned out that even though the country was completely overbooked, the Department of Homeland Security was officially doubling the number of workers allowed to come across legally to work seasonal jobs as landscapers and maids. So what can you say when it looks like there's no coherent policy here, unless the incoherence is the policy? Could it be he understands that if he followed through on things like more tariffs and complete border shutdowns and even Obamacare repeal, it would be his own supporters who suffered? The president's critics are convinced this whiplash approach indicates some deep personality disorder involving Russians or Deutsche Bank, but maybe it's more easily explained. What does a leader do when his supporters pack into rallies to cheer for policies that would leave them worse off? What choice does he have but to proclaim he's doing all this stuff and then quietly not do it? What can he do but to order cabinet officers to do the impossible, then fire them when they can't? It almost makes you feel sorry. Almost. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.